today for Thanksgiving, in all the list of things that we're going to discuss that we're grateful for with your families, this year, include being grateful for the Lord's divine mercy. In Psalm 136, we read that familiar psalm, and in every verse that we read, the Lord says, His mercy is forever. Now, that was only a portion of that psalm. There are 26 verses in that psalm, and every single verse in it, the Lord says, His mercy is forever. His mercy is forever, to eternity, today and tomorrow and forever, to eternity. The Lord's mercy is forever. What an important thing to be grateful for on Thanksgiving. Now, this Psalm 136 is a very common blessing for many families to say at the dinner table almost every day. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for His mercy is forever. The Lord's mercy is a very important part of how He interacts with us, how we are conjoined with the Lord. So let me ask you this question. Do you think that man with leprosy that we read about in the Gospel of Mark, do you think that man was grateful for the Lord's mercy? Do you think that man was grateful for the Lord's compassion? Do you think that man was grateful when the Lord stretched out His arm and touched him and healed him of his leprosy? Now remember, that man came to the Lord who is preaching in the synagogue. And if we want to be healed by the Lord, just like the Lord healed that man, we need to come to the Lord in His Word, in the sacred Scripture, and in the heavenly doctrine, in His second coming, which explains His sacred Scripture in an internal way. We need to come to the Lord, and we need to kneel down, because remember, the man came in to the synagogue, knelt down before the Lord, and then said to the Lord, If Thou will, Thou can make me clean. And the Lord stretched out His arm and touched him and said, I am willing, be Thou cleansed. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Imagine that for a moment. Leprosy, a horrible disease that decays the skin. This man kneeling before the Lord, perhaps the Lord touched his head or his shoulder. Be Thou cleansed. And his hands, the skin of them, regenerated immediately. Can you imagine how that would have felt? Leprosy was a disease that made you an outcast from the rest of the world. No one would want to be near you. No one would want to touch you. And the Lord, in His compassion, touched this man and healed him. That day, that man was very, very grateful for the Lord's mercy. And probably every day after that, because his life would never be the same after having been touched by the Lord's mercy. So how do we put ourselves in a position where the Lord can also touch us with His compassion, with His mercy? We need to bring our leprosy, we need to bring our diseases, our spiritual diseases to the Lord and kneel down in front of Him humbly like this man did in the synagogue. Now leprosy is a bacteria that infects the skin and actually kills the feeling in the skin, so the skin decays and dies. Leprosy corresponds to profanation. Now, profanation is when we know truths from the Word, but we don't use them. We instead twist them and turn them into false things. It's just like the decaying skin of leprosy. Things that are so good and so useful are turned into things that are just the opposite. If we don't have skin, we can't do anything with our body if our skin is wasting away. If we don't have truths from the Lord in His Word, we can't do anything to help our fellow human beings, or to love the Lord. Profanation is a very, very serious illness, spiritually, just like leprosy is naturally. Now, profanation can involve taking the Lord's name in vain, using the holy names that the Lord gives us in His Word to speak to Him, but using them for other purposes, disrespectfully, or same thing with the stories in the Word. If we don't look at them as the Lord speaking to us through His sacred Scripture and the heavenly doctrine, and instead are disrespectful towards them, it's a way of taking the truths of the Lord and turning them into ideas that are different than what the Lord intended. Profanation can also involve coming to church on Sunday and learning what the Lord has to say on Sunday, but then on Monday, turning your back on what you learned and understood, and fleeing from the truth of the Lord as soon as it's tested in your own lives. But when we find that we have done that, because we all will, do we do what that leper did in the synagogue? Do we come to the Lord knowing He is the only one who can heal us and kneel before Him and say, Lord, make me clean? Because if we do, He will heal us every single time. Every single time we come to the Lord asking Him to heal us, He will reach out His hand and touch us. Now, children, think of a time when you've disobeyed your parents. Maybe you've refused to do something they told you to do, or you did something you knew you shouldn't have. And you may get into some trouble, but eventually you realize what you did was wrong. And you know in your heart that you are sorry for it. And your parents acknowledge that and maybe even give you a hug because they know that you understand what you did was wrong and you're sorry. How does that feel when you've gone through that process? Do you feel better inside of you? Interiorly, do you feel even happiness? Peace? Confidence? That feeling is the Lord stretching out His hand and touching you with His divine mercy because He knows you're sorry and you're going to try to do better with His help because you only can with His help. Now, for those of you who are a little bit older, if you've told a lie and you see that lie starting to do what lies do, and you look around and you're beginning to feel sick inside of yourself because of the effects of the lie that you've told, and you decide you're going to do the hard thing because you're feeling sorry for what you did, you knew it was wrong, and you confront the effects of your lie and you tell the truth and you tell the people that it's affecting, that it was a lie, it wasn't true. And that can be very, very hard. But when you do that, don't you feel better inside? Don't you feel a sense of peacefulness inside? Even if you're in the midst of being punished for what you've done inside, you feel better. You feel healed. You feel confidence in the Lord that He can help you. That's the Lord's mercy. That's the Lord reaching out and touching you with His divine love in the form of divine mercy, saying, "Be thou cleansed." And finally, for the adults, when you've recognized an evil festering in your heart, you've identified it, it is there, and you say to the Lord, "I need your help. I need your help. You're the only one who can help me." And so you work on it together, and you notice changes. You're able to act differently than on that evil that's in your heart as the Lord begins to send it back to hell where it came from. And then you come, and you take Holy Supper, and you take that bread, the Lord's divine goodness, into you, and you take that wine, the Lord's divine truth, into your very body, and you have that sense of serenity, of calm, of confidence, of peace, because you know that the Lord is touching you with His divine mercy. So this Thanksgiving, let's include the Lord's divine mercy in the list of things that we're thankful for. Let's include thankfulness and gratefulness to the Lord because He heals lepers. And let's be thankful for the Lord that He heals us. Amen.